The transfer of energy and matter for use in metabolic processes results in a close interdependence of three major categories of marine organisms: autotrophic primary producers and heterotrophic consumers and decomposers. Autotrophic means self-nourishing. These critters use photosynthesis via solar energy to build high-energy organic carbs or lipids and other cell components from water, carbon dioxide, and small amounts of inorganic nutrients, such as phosphate and nitrates. These are primary producers of the ocean and form the first trophic level. Some bacteria are also autotrophs that extract energy from inorganic compounds to build high-energy organic molecules using chemosynthesis. More on this in other modules. Consumers and decomposers depend on autotrophs for their nourishment. As heterotrophs, each has some specialization for obtaining nutrients from autotrophs for their energy. Herbivores feed directly on autotrophs and occupy the second trophic level. Carnivores feed or prey on other animals and occupy the third and higher trophic levels, depending on the complexity of the food web. Detritivores are primarily bacteria and fungi, which feed on detritus, the waste products and dead remains of critters, both plants and animals, from all trophic levels. From this schematic, we observe that the flow of essential nutrients, nitrogen, phosphate, oxygen, and carbon, is cyclical in nature, going from autotrophs to consumers to decomposers and eventually back to autotrophs.